Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series about why a property does or does not sell. And today we're going to focus on price and positioning.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the reason a property sells, what the influences are, the key influences in a sales price. We talked about the location having influence, the timing of when that sale happens, the terms or financing ability of that property, the marketing exposure, condition of the home, and price and positioning. Positioning is what we want to talk about today.
Well, it's interesting. All of the things that you have just mentioned could be somewhat negative and could be overcome by pricing the property to be reflective of the defects that are there. There will be those that will race to that type of situation because they will probably acquire the thing and use it as a rental property. A tenant is less prone to be as selective. They'll be more, again, prone toward what the amount of rent than necessarily those other features that existed.
Now, realtors are accused occasionally of going to price too quickly. So the other things that you can look at if your property's not selling is make sure that the marketing is spot on, portraying exactly what is available in that opportunity of the home, and that it's getting out there to the audiences, those folks that are most likely to be interested in that property. Condition, you have a huge influence in the condition. Even if you don't have a lot of money in the bank account, you've got sweat equity. You can really clean up a property and make it high and tight without much money. Those things you want to look at first, but then you've got to take another look at pricing.
And pricing, again, if you were to select properties that are as identical as possible to your property and that are on the market, and look at the price, the asking price of each of those assets, where does your property relate to the array that you have observed?
That's right. So we often talk about pricing based on history an appraiser would do. We're trying to forecast a future event as realtors. What will it sell for? So you've got to look at the other opportunities with the same lens as a buyer. What you're saying, Bob, things like make sure there's a second bath and you're comparing it to another one with two baths. And then you say, if I have all these choices, when does mine become the most desirable if you put them in price order?
And if you are in the lower half?
That's a good place to start.
Right. Yeah.
You may have unique offerings, but lower half is competitive.
Right. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, let's start high. I can always come down. But if I start too low, I can never go up. That's not true at all. What would happen if you were the lowest priced property? You're going to get four or five offers and you can counter well above where you started.
Yeah, open up your options in the strategy behind pricing with good counsel. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.